Let us learn a sicha together, the sicha of Savoy Aleph, Chelik Yudala, the beautiful, relatively short, straightforward sicha about Bikurim. This week's parsha, the beginning of the parsha, we read, the Anisa v'Amarta, when you bring the Bikurim, which are the special gifts from your first grown fruit, to the Beis HaMikdash, you start telling the story, the history of the Jewish people. Adami Yevet Avi, first the Aramean, the Lavan, tried to destroy my father, Vayered Mitzrayma, and we then went down to Egypt, and we were there, B'msei Ma'at, very few, Vayetzienu Hashem Mitzrayim, Yad Chazaka, Hashem took us out with a mighty hand, Vayevienu Lamakim Hazen, he brought us to this place. Why these two? Why the story with the Aramean, Lavan, and the story with Mitzrayim? Seemingly, it's to say Hashem's kindness, but the truth is there's many other kindness. Hashem did many miracles in the desert. Man, Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf, the well of Miriam, etc. The wars that we fought, he brings the example of Eshed HaNechalim, the famous story in Parshas Chukas, with the people who try to kill the Jewish people, their Mirim, and they were smashed between two mountains, and the Jews didn't even know about it until suddenly all the guts were coming up. So Hashem showed them the miracle. Vasepis. You're going to start telling me that these two mitzvahs are fundamental, these two miracles were fundamental, but the other ones weren't. Even though that doesn't sit well, because Kriyas Yamsuf was a fundamental miracle. So the question is, why don't you focus, if you're focusing on monumental things that saved the whole nation, there was a time that Yaakov was threatened as much as by Laban, and that's with Esau. And the question is, why is Rashi not saying anything? It's like Rashi is supposed to bring up every single question that a Ben Pshut Yishol Mikra should come up with. So why is Rashi not asking this question? It must be that something he already said or something within the text is self-understood. And the Rebbe gives an attempted answer to say that the difference between Esav and Lavan is that Esav was a Jew, a Yisrael Mumar, and Lavan was a guy, and only by a guy does Hashem consider it their bad intention as if it's already done. However, is Yisrael Mumar, so therefore it's not considered as if he's done. The problem is, where's the pshat? Where does it say it in the text? Etc. So the Rebbe explains, what was the mitzvah of Bikurim? The Bikurim was a mitzvah that got activated when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael and settled. Achikavshu was ha'aretz, like Rashi said, v'chilkua, and they divided it. In the beginning of this week's parsha, just before we spoke about Rami Yevidavi, we said, kisavei la'aretz, and you divided it. So that means that Bikurim is not necessarily only an act of gratitude that we got Eretz Yisrael, but mainly that we settled in Eretz Yisrael, Yisyashvus, we settled down. So when you're bringing examples of settlements, you bring two miracles that happened when the Jewish people were settled in a certain space and they were at risk. Yaakov lived by Lavan for 20 years. Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim for 210 years. They were settled there and they were a threat. So we say, this time by Vayevienu Lamakim Hazeh, Hashem gave us the fact that we could settle in peace. Just like the other times that we were settled, he made sure that we survived. So too, now that we're settled, it's different. He's taking care of us. So that's why we don't bring examples of Yaakov and Esau, because that was in the journey. That was while he was traveling, which isn't Elamokim Hazeh. That's the Pshutei Shal Mikra explanation that the Rebbe gives. Then the Rebbe focuses on the Chassidus element. And then he focuses on the Hayudah B'Poyel, a lesson to us. So what's the Chassidus element? He brings from the Tzemach Tzedek, from the Ur HaTorah, who says that fruit, Priya Ilan, symbolizes the neshama, the way it comes into the guf. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is to connect the neshama down here with its source, Bikurim, up there. Bikurim al Yainim, up there. And he says, the Tzemach Tzedek says, that when you bring Bikurim, there's two things that happen. When you bring the Bikurim, that's you offering it up. You're bringing it to Hashem. And then when you say the whole Megillah, Rami Evedavi, etc., you're then downloading, you're bringing Hamshacha Likis, God's energy into this world. So therefore, when you're talking and you're saying the Parsha of Bikurim, which again is bringing from above down below, you focus on love and Mitzrayim. Why? Because there were two ways the way Hashem brought energy into this world. When he went down to Lavan, it says, Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov had to go down from Be'er Sheva, Eretz Yisrael, and he went down to a place, Chadana, Chadana Shal Makim, the lowest place in the world. And when he goes up there, when he leaves Mitzrayim, sorry, when he leaves Haran, it's, the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Lavan Babaiker, and Chassidus explains that Lavan, according to Chassidus, is Levin Elyon, the ultimate whiteness, the ultimate source of Chesed, etc. So Yaakov went over there, went to Haran, then activated Lavan, Levin Elyon, and brought it down into this world. And so too, when the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, we're told that Yaakov sent Yehuda ahead of him to set up a base medrash, set up a place of learning. And then again, we brought the energy into that world. And then Hashem came, revealed himself, Nigla le'malch malcham lacham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and took us out. Again, it's two symbolic energies of either Levana Elyon or Hashem himself coming into this world. So that's why we mention in the Kriya, in the thing that we say when we bring Bikurim, we mentioned these two examples, which symbolize the element that we said, that when you say the Vart of Bikurim, when you say the statement, it's about bringing from down to below. What's the lesson? The Rebbe says that a person has to grow. Just like you mentioned two times, two different ways of bringing the Likus down Lamata, so too, each person has to make sure to bring the Likus into this world. Not only must they reach a level that the physicality doesn't take any space in their mind, but even the things that you do permanently, like sometimes you'll say the saying, I don't care about, you know, like that piece of physicality, I don't need to go on holiday to Bahamas. But the physical that you live with, more so, bring Elikus into there. Don't only avoid or like not respect, you know, other physicality, but whatever physicality you do have to deal with, bring Elikus and show it, just like Bikurim, bring the best of what you have to offer and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.